and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is the 33rd Sunday in Ordinary Time, and from Germany, we hear from Sister Kirsten Marie Beretz, a Dominican sister of Ehrenberg. Sister Kirsten Marie teaches high school in Vechta, and her preaching today is entitled, Cultivate the Garden of Life.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus told his disciples this parable. A man going on a journey called in his servants and entrusted his possessions to them. The one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, to a third 1, to each according to his ability. Then he went away. Immediately the one who received 5 talents went and traded with them and made another 5. Likewise, the one who received 2 made another 2. But the man who received 1 went off and dug a hole in the ground and buried his master's money. After a long time, the master of those servants came back and settled accounts with them. The one who had received 5 talents came forward, bringing the additional 5. He said, Master, you gave me 5 talents. See, I have made 5 more. His master said to him, Well done, my good and faithful servant. Since you were faithful in small matters, I will give you great responsibilities. Come, share your master's joy. Then the one who had received 2 talents also came forward and said, Master, you gave me 2 talents. See, I have made 2 more. His master said to him, Well done, my good and faithful servant. Since you were faithful in small matters, I will give you great responsibilities. Come, share your master's joy. Then the one who had received the 1 talent came forward and said, Master, I knew you were a demanding person, harvesting where you did not plant and gathering where you did not scatter. So out of fear, I went off and buried your talent in the ground. Here it is back. His master said to him in reply, You wicked, lazy servant! So you knew that I harvest where I did not plant and gather where I did not scatter? Should you not then have put my money in the bank so that I could have got it back with interest on my return? Now then, take the talent from him and give it to the one with 10. For to everyone who has, more will be given, and he will grow rich. But from the one who has not, even what he has will be taken away. And throw this useless servant into the darkness outside, where there will be wailing and grinding of teeth. Last month, I had my annual spiritual retreat. My spiritual director did not get tired, if necessary, to highlight that life as a disciple is hard, or that I have to take the cross, or that we have to take Christ's yoke. These sentences resonate with me when I read today's gospel. The master is God, and he is a strict master. One cannot sit down and secure what one has. One has to take what God has given. The master calls his servants to act and not to rest. He only rewards the ones who are using the master's talents. The other one will be thrown into the darkness outside, where there will be wailing and grinding of teeth. What a harsh picture of God. It seems to be so rude that there is no mercy for the third servant. However, let's think about what it can mean to use the master's talents, because it can be the clue to find an approach to the text. Talents are abilities, strengths, and skills, as we say in German, das Talent, and God entrusted them to his servants. He entrusts his talents to us. To whom do you give your valuable goods? I guess only to the ones you trust, you love, you have the idea that they can handle them. So God gives his talents to us because he trusts in us, he loves us, and he knows that we can handle them, that we can take the cross. He sees us as subjects, as his creation, which is his image. Therefore, we have the ability to use the talents in the right way. God underlines that assumption when he made a covenant with us. It is the first covenant with Abraham, and he renewed that covenant in Jesus Christ. And isn't it clear that such a covenant only works if both parts of it do their job? A monastery only works when every sister gives what she can. It does not work if everybody says, "I want to play it safe and prefer not to get involved." And being involved does not mean that every sister needs the skills to be a prioress, but to give what she has and can. I remember lovely sisters of my congregation who were very old and did not have much left to give. But they served the community with their endless love and prayer and built an atmosphere in which others could flourish and take their responsibilities. That is what God wants us to do. Leave our comfort zones and give what we can despite every doubt if we will lose something or ourselves in the end. He needs us with our talents we received from him to build a world and a church in which everybody can flourish. It can mean that things will change, and it can mean that we sometimes have to take risks. However, as Pope John the 23rd said, we are not on earth to gut a museum, but to cultivate a flourishing garden of life. And for this garden of life, God gave us a lot of talents.